You're listening to SBS News.
Rahim Zaidi founded the first Afghan soccer club in Adelaide. In two decades, it's grown from 22 members to 150. He says sport has helped tie the community together.
When I start 32 pilot, I don't know lots of Australian people, but when I start soccer and we involve to clubs and bring peoples and now we got lots of friends of the Aussie peoples here.
Kilburn in Adelaide's inner north has seen a large influx of Hazara over the last 10 years. Many have fled hardship in their homeland to start a new life. David Radford from the University of South Australia has authored a report about the Hazara Afghans.
These numbers were small initially, but have increased to nearly 1,500 in the last census, and that was an increase of 900 even over the last 5 years. So it's seen a certainly significant and very visible presence in the area.
The community is credited with rejuvenating the Port Adelaide Enfield area. Once known for its high crime rates and low socio-economic status, it's now a thriving multicultural hub affectionately called Little Afghanistan. Yunus Nouri is a migration agent and community leader. He says he's proud of the contribution his community has made.
It is unbelievable. The community is significantly changed. It is booming. And people enjoy being around here. We got lots of restaurants with variety of foods, and also we got lots of grocery stores. We got hairdressing services here. We got bakeries with a different variety of fresh foods they provide to the community.
David Radford says real estate prices in the area have skyrocketed.
Housing prices in the area have gone up considerably, which is an indication of how the local community has grown. It's a place where people want to come and live and to be a part of.
Migration to Australia has inevitably plummeted since the pandemic hit. Figures from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show at its peak, 2 million people were arriving into the country each month. Now it's about 35,000. Treasury is forecasting numbers won't return to pre-pandemic levels for another 4 years, and that will depend on the nation's vaccination program and a safe quarantine system. Economist Gabriella D'Souza says migration is good for the economy and is desperately needed to repair the budget.
Migrants are younger, they work for longer, so they add more into tax revenues than they take out in payments. So some of that is by design, because we exclude migrants from benefits for the first 4 years. But, you know, they do add to our fiscal balances, and, you know, they help to support our ageing population.
But with international borders closed and unlikely to reopen anytime soon, many will be watching to see what the government will do when it sets its new migration targets in Tuesday's federal government budget. Shubha Krishnan, SBS News.